USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Reports suggest that Israel and Hamas are on the verge of a hostage deal, intending to release 50 women and children in exchange for the return of Palestinian prisoners. The proposed exchange is expected to coincide with a 3 to 5 day ceasefire. However, there's been no official confirmation from either side. The civil rights trial of Brett Hankison, the former Louisville police officer connected to the fatal 2020 raid on Breonna Taylor, ended in a mistrial. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury informed the judge they were deadlocked and unable to reach a verdict on the two charges. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator. When questioned about whether he would continue using this term after a significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco, Biden affirmed his stance.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Earlier this year, Biden faced criticism from Beijing for referring to Xi as a dictator. There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. Look at the, you can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott speaking on Fox Business. TikTok said today that videos promoting that letter violate its rules. In the San Francisco trial concerning the assault on Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, David DePape has been found guilty. Prosecutors say the Democratic congresswoman was the intended target of the attack last year, but she was not at home, so the assailant went after her husband, Paul. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
President Biden said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco today that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
It makes sense to work together. We've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
Nevertheless, Biden acknowledged that the U.S. and Beijing have substantive differences in terms of leveling the economic playing field and safeguarding intellectual property. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge. Trump's legal team argued that the order infringed on his freedom of speech. The gag order was imposed after Trump made comments attacking the judge and his law clerk, and he has been fined twice for apparent violations of that order. Turkey prices are down for Thanksgiving, but industry reports suggest some side dishes and desserts will be slightly more expensive this year. The American Farm Bureau Federation reported that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost $61.17, a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high, but still 25% higher than 2019. Prices for stuffing mix, frozen pie crusts, whipped cream, frozen peas, whole milk, fresh cranberries have dropped by 2 to 18%. However, prices for dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, and veggie trays have increased. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.